Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen. As we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world, we have been talking about enjoying communion with the triune God. And last time we began to focus on God, who is our Father, God the Father, the first person of the Trinity. And we established that God our Father loves us. We cited 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 and 16, which clearly state, God is love. We cannot get a more definitive statement than this one, that the Apostle John, known as the disciple whom Jesus loved, wrote down for us, God is love. In his book that we are following, the Puritan John Owen writes that in communion with God our Father, what we primarily receive from the Father is love. Love is one of God's communicable attributes on full display in the Scripture and also in our daily lives. And in prayer, we want to enjoy the love God has for us. It will be a real joy to us, a pleasure to soak in the love of God in our times of prayer and meditation and quiet before the Lord this day. In fact, I encourage you to take your entire prayer time, whatever you call it, and just focus on the love of God the Father for you. Ask Him to love you and receive His love for you, brothers and sisters in Christ. I will do the same. It is very important for each one of us to both know and to experience Father God's love. Let me share with you just three reasons why. First, everyone needs to be loved. I am not talking about some sort of silly, sentimental human kind of love. I am talking about God's love, His pure, holy, bountiful love. Once you experience His love, there is nothing else like it in this whole wide world. To have the love of God abound in your inner being, to know that you are loved beyond all measure by the God of this universe, this is the aching, painful, pressing need for every person. We live in a loveless society. Many people, oh yes, many people do not have anyone to love them, not unconditionally, not unquestionably, and not thoroughly. But God loves like that. He feels the need for love to overflow. He loves unconditionally, unquestionably, and thoroughly. And so if you were short on being truly loved, turn to God the Father in focused prayer. And oh, my friend, invite Him to love on you. And then tell others about this love. Second, everyone needs Father love. Jesus teaches us that God is our Heavenly Father and that He is our Heavenly Father who loves us. Listen to John chapter 16 and verse 27. Jesus is speaking, "The Father Himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father." John 16, 27. Dear friend, if you love Jesus and if you believe that Jesus came from the Father, then God the Father loves you. This is Jesus speaking, "The Father Himself loves you." I do not know if your earthly father loved or currently loves you. Knowing the experience of many people, myself included, I would say there is a significant chance your blood father either did not love you, or at least did not say he loved you, did not show he loved you. You are in need of father love, and God the Father provides that, actually more than that. And that is because, third, God's love far exceeds any kind of human love in breadth, width, and depth. Even if you have a human dad who loves you, the love of your Abba Father, the love of your Papa and Dada in heaven excels beyond what we can ask or imagine. Know this, no matter how much someone loves you or you love someone else, we can never out-love God. We can never out-love God's love. I think these are some reasons we need to know and experience God the Father's love for us. A question that we sometimes have is this. How does God the Father reveal and prove his love for us? Have you ever asked that question? I have. How does God the Father reveal and prove his love for us? To answer this succinctly, let's go back to 1 John chapter 4. In verse 8 of this chapter, we learned that God is love. Listen now as John continues writing in the next verse, verse 9. By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9. By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. If we want the full assurance that God the Father exudes love towards us, we look to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has lived and died and come back to life for us so that we will live through him. Jesus reveals God's love and Jesus proves God's love. Listen also to Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. This is Romans 5, 8. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If we want full assurance that God the Father loves us, we look to the cross and there we find our suffering Savior who died for our sins while we were yet sinners. Jesus, God's only Son, given to us by God the Father, this reveals and this proves just how much our Father loves us. I hope this answers our question. And listen to the writing of Brian Kay in his book about John Owen with the title Trinitarian Spirituality. Kay says, quote, "The Father does not first love his people because of Christ's mediation. Rather, Christ's mediation is the outworking of the Father's prior love. For Owen, the love of the Father is the impetus for the whole plan of salvation, including his sending of the Son." Close quote. Christ's mediation. Christ is the mediator between God and us and between us and God. This mediation comes because of the love of God the Father for us. First, the Father loves us, then he sends his Son for us. The love of the Father is the impetus for the whole plan of salvation. How true! We sing that song, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus," and that is right. Jesus loves us. But it would be better sung, "Oh, the deep, deep love of God our Father." God is love, and God loves us. This is what we focus on in our prayers to and with God the Father. There are three other things I want to pass along to you about God's Father love for us, and these come from the writing of John Owen. First, Owen reminds us that God loves us freely. That is, he loves us because he will. There is nothing in us for which we should be beloved. I know of myself that I am unlovable. Trust me, God did not look down from heaven and see anything special about me or in me and say, "I love Mark because he is just so lovable." No. And I suspect that if you have self-awareness, then you know yourself well enough to know that God does not love you because you are just so sweet and cuddly and lovable. There is nothing in us for which we should be beloved. God loves us because he wills to love us. That's all. Second, the Father does not love us because he was somehow lonely or needy. I am quoting Owen now. It is the love of him, God, who is in himself all sufficient, infinitely satiated with himself and his own glorious excellencies and perfections, who hath no need to go forth with his love unto others, nor to seek an object of it outside himself. End quote. We must recognize in God one who is fully self-sufficient. God is not lonely, and God is not needy. Remember, God is Trinity. There is perfect fellowship and perfect love and community between Father, Son, and Spirit. Rather, the Father loves us out of his own self-sufficient love. Third, God the Father's love is unchangeable. Owen writes, though we change every day, yet his love changeth not. End quote. How reassuring this is. Our Heavenly Father loves us, and he always loves us, consistently, unchangingly. No one is more consistent than God. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is so in his deep, deep love for his people. Well, we will come back to this. That's a lot to consider already. I remind you that this manuscript from which I speak is available to you at godisministry.org. Just hit the link for read along next to today's podcast, and all of these quotations are there for you. And then join us next time, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.